until it becomes possible to finance the same.
You have heard the second of a series of special programs on the subject of the Fairbanks School District bond issue election for this coming Tuesday, June 22nd. Today's speaker was Mr. George Preston. Other speakers will be heard during the next few days preceding this election. Next Tuesday, June 22nd, will be a special election day for the voters of the Fairbanks School District, subject to vote for or against a bond issue for the school facilities in this area. Tonight in the studio, we have a person familiar with the needs and future needs of the Fairbanks School facilities, Mrs. Mary Berglund.
Directly in front of me is a picture of the proposed school and civic center for Fairbanks, which picture is now no more than a dream, but which you and I, the taxpayers of Fairbanks, can make a reality. I have lived in Fairbanks most of my life, from early infancy. I attended the Fairbanks public schools when they were no more than a one-story frame building, then a two-story, then a three-story. Now, Fairbanks has grown to the stage where it must provide adequate room and facilities for its additional youth population. We simply cannot cram 1,200 youngsters in a building designed for accommodating 550. It is not fair to the teachers nor to the students. I have three children, two of whom graduated from the Fairbanks High School. The third will enter high school next fall. He is interested in athletics. Where, under the present arrangement or setup, can he and your children, who are also would-be basketball, baseball, and football enthusiasts, find the outlet for such ambitions and energies? Nowhere but on the streets of Fairbanks. Yes, we have a playground, you might say, but remember that it, first and foremost, belongs to the grown-ups. They have priority to it at all times. Children are incidental. What is the first question asked by prospective residents of any city? It is, what kind of schools do you have? That is every parent's first consideration, and if it isn't, it certainly ought to be. Not only is it a major problem for parents, it should be the major question for you and everyone who has the interests of Alaska at heart. For, to make a good Alaska, we must first make good citizens for our town and our territory. Our monetary investment will be returned 100-fold in the joy of good citizenship. In my copy of Elbert Hubbard's scrapbook, I noted the message, "The nation that has the schools has the future." What is more true? Too many of our people stress too heavily the dollars and cents value of the project. The old cry of, "Where will the money come from? The cost is too high," and so forth, has been all too frequently rehearsed in Fairbanks. I say, if Fairbanks can support 57 liquor stores and bars and can raise $50,000 for an annual carnival fun fest, it can and will raise the sum of $1,800,000 necessary for a new high school building. The future of your child depends on good, improved school facilities, which he will get if you go to the polls next Tuesday, June 22nd, and vote for Proposition Number 1, which reads as follows. Shall the Fairbanks School District, an independent school district corporation, by and through its duly elected and qualified officers, issue $1,800,000 par value general obligation bonds for the purpose of constructing and equipping a new high school building for the said Fairbanks School District, said bonds to be a general obligation on all of the taxable property located within the said Fairbanks School District. And here is Proposition Number 2. Shall the Fairbanks School District, an independent school district corporation, by and through its duly elected and qualified officers, issue $350,000 par value general obligation bonds for the purpose of constructing and equipping an addition to the present school building facilities now used and occupied by the Fairbanks School District? Said bonds to be a general obligation on all of the taxable property located within the said Fairbanks School District. But vote, don't be inert. Did I say the future of your child depends on your vote? Yes, it does. I reiterate. But so does the future of Fairbanks, the territory, and our nation. The latter indirectly, of course, but it all connects in the long run. Don't ruin our teachers and our children alike by cooping them like sheep in their present confined quarters. Make it possible for them to work together amiably and pleasantly, as you would desire if you were in their place. Don't fail your children. This election, to me, falls in the category of an emergency and should be Fairbanks's number one project. Let's put Fairbanks one more step ahead. Let's prove and show we are 100% behind our young Alaska. I reiterate a quotation given by Mr. George Preston, who previously spoke. This is taken from a quotation by Mr. George Peabody, author, who defined education as a debt due from present to future generations. Let us meet our debts squarely and be proud we did. Go to the polls and vote, I urge you, for Proposition Number 1 and 2, June 22nd.
You have heard the third of a series of special programs on the subject of the Fairbanks School District bond issue election for this coming Tuesday, June 22nd. Today's speaker was Mrs. Mary Berglund. Other speakers will be heard during the next few days preceding this election.